It's time to get organized with Dr. Craig and Citizen Action. Working for democracy and taking on economic, racial, and environmental issues across Wisconsin and around the United States, here's Earl Ingram with Dr. Robert Craig.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. It's Wednesday. That means Wednesdays with the one and only Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action. Good morning to you, Dr. Craig. Hang on one second. I want to finish up this caller from the last hour. Mike from Kenosha. Good morning to you, Mike. How you doing? You say what, sir?
Well, yeah. Thanks for taking my call. I was kind of leaning into the VP.
Okay. Well, hang on. Okay. So Dr. Craig, the political world has shifted. What are your thoughts? I mean, when you and I had this conversation last Wednesday, it didn't seem to be something that was earth shattering. I remember you talking as if this was a distinct possibility that this would happen. Now that it's happened, your thoughts?
Yeah, I thought it was inevitable after the debate. You couldn't have, you know, the way the right wing had effectively created the public impression that President Biden was no longer up to the job, and the way they had sheltered him. Then they asked for the early debate, and then it was a disaster. And, you know, it was one of the only Fox News narratives that had a stronger grain of truth to it. Now, saying that he is mentally incapacitated, now they're demanding he resign. That is not evidence-based. He could no longer effectively communicate the way he had, and that is a critical qualification for running for office. Now, it was hard for President Biden, Earl, because there's a real disconnect between what actually happens, what policy passes, and how significant it is in terms of American history and recent administrations, and public perception because of the media filter we have now, with a right-wing media pounding away at propaganda constantly. And in fact, mainstream media mostly focusing on the horse race and not really conveying what's really going on. So President Biden thought he'd been one of the most successful domestic presidents in American history, which he has been. You have to go back to Lyndon Baines Johnson for as much significant change, but did not land with the public. Most of the public, because of our communication system and social media and the right-wing noise machine, is unaware of it. And when you look at the polls, there was no pathway once you also took the age issue into account. And so it had to happen. And I think part of this has to do with the tremendous relief. It was looking like a death march, and now there's a tremendous relief. There's a younger candidate who can campaign and prosecute Donald Trump, take that to the people. And so there's this outpouring. And there's an outpouring partly because it is refreshing to have potentially the first Black and Asian woman ever to be elected president of the United States, the first woman as well. And so there's excitement around Kamala Harris. And there's been it's a little bit like there was a lot of excitement when Michael Dukakis was nominated for president at the Democratic Convention. And he went and had huge double-digit leads over George H.W. Bush, and we all know what happened. So I don't know if what we're seeing right now, the last couple of days, Earl, this bubble is permanent, and it's going to be determined by this. Kamala Harris is still not that well-known by the public, so the whole right-wing noise machine and Trump are going to try to completely damage her so she is unelectable right out of the box. The way they did to Mandela Barnes, where he almost won, but remember that August?
Right.
Pounding away at him without response. And the Democrats have got to be more effective, and Kamala herself, in landing a very positive image, because She's not guaranteed to win, but she gives us a fighting chance, and that's been a relief. And all of the outpouring of small donations, the largest amount ever given to a presidential candidate, over 100 million, and all of the reports of huge numbers, a swell of people wanting to volunteer and phone bank and to walk doors, that's a huge opportunity, but it's got to be built on. And it partly has to be built on, Earl, with Kamala Harris now doing what President Biden was only starting to try to do, lay out a vision for what she is going to do in her administration, right? It's got to be a positive vision. It just can't be a prosecution of Donald Trump, as tempting as that is, given how much fodder there is there and how much it's needed. But it also needs to be what I will do as president for the people of the United States and for our country and for the future.
You know, Dr. Craig, it took a couple days for the Republicans to figure out what is going to be the methodology that we're going to use to go after, Kamala Harris. We got to be careful. We can't allow Donald Trump to just do what he normally does when he's dealing with strong women and be totally sexist and disrespectful to strong women. We've seen him in the past. We saw how he handled Hillary Clinton. We've seen him, in some of the things that he crude and horrible things that he's had to say. He certainly has to be very careful, because they are critically aware that suburban white women turned against him the last time around because of his ogreish kinds of behavior. And so what they've done, Dr. Craig, what I kind of see is she knew that Biden was not in good health. Kamala Harris knew it. She didn't say anything about it. She covered up the fact that he had, early stages of dementia. So we're going to go after her in that manner. What kind of ridiculous. I mean, I know they're grasping for straws, Dr. Craig, but if that's the best they can do.
I heard one of the general issue operatives on one of the Sunday morning shows. Can't remember which show or which operative, but every once in a while they get off a line that is a good line, that is instructive. And she said, it's a bank shot. It won't work. In other words, it's just trying to bring in Biden's age again. And that doesn't get to her fundamental character. In fact, I think people are in positions all over the time professionally where there are certain things in their jobs they can't say about their boss, which are true, right? So, I mean, please, I don't think that's telling. They're kind of searching for things, but it's clear if you listen to Trump, they're going to try to call her a dangerous radical. We know the dangerous radicals are on the right, and the allegedly dangerous radicals like Bernie Sanders have been a constructive force in governing, AOC, etc. So it's absurd. I don't think people are afraid of dangerous left-wing radicals at this point. They shouldn't be. They're also going to try, and this is more significant, like Hubert Humphrey, to land on her all of Biden's liabilities, right? Perceived liabilities.
Right.
I think a lot of them are not real liabilities, but they are if the public has been made to think they are, or enough of the public that's going to swing the vote, right? And so we know the Vietnam War, which is what sunk Humphrey, even though he almost beat Richard Nixon in 68, and a lot of people think another week and he would have, he had the momentum. Gaza is the most comparable. It's not as bad as Vietnam, but it does divide the base. And so she is wise not to be standing behind Netanyahu and having to stand up every couple seconds and seem to applaud someone who is involved in ethnic cleansing and population punishment. And kudos to Congressman Mark Pocan and Congresswoman Gwen Moore for not attending the Netanyahu speech that was in the papers this morning. But there are real questions. I think she needs a policy that is far more sympathetic to Palestinians. She is still going to support Israel, but supporting Israel doesn't mean supporting a senselessly brutal response, and an Old Testament eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth, that not only punishes a lot of innocents, tens of thousands of innocents, and but also makes all Israelis and everyone in the Middle East less safe, because it doesn't lead to a permanent settlement, which is what has to happen between the Israeli people and the Palestinian people.
All right, let's go to the phone lines. And Mike from Kenosha, good morning to you. Mike, you're up, sir.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate you. And I'm going to follow along your lead there, Earl. You know, I was listening to the right-wingers just go after Harris hard and across the board, and they're outraged. They're furious. What did she know about Biden's illness, and when did she know it? We saw this over and over all day, and it was obviously a talking point. It was, gosh, the dozen or so that I witnessed myself said exactly the same thing. Obviously, these people don't know very much about dementia, and specifically in this case, maybe Alzheimer's. You know, this can, the disease, which is horrible, and it affects millions of Americans, it's really a silent thing. It's something that can be in somebody's system for years and not show any obvious signs. Even Ronald Reagan's family talked about Reagan's seemingly slipping, if you will, during the first part of his presidency, not the second term, but the first term. And it wasn't officially diagnosed and shared with the American people until 1994. So, you know, I'm really tired of listening to this outrage form of politics that the GOP just early and often seem to throw out there and throw in our faces for no other reason than political points. Finally, you know, at least the way we were brought up in our family and in our community, when somebody got sick, somebody got hurt, there was empathy and love and compassion. There was sorrow in all these things. There sure wasn't joyful. It sure was something to weaponize and turn against our people. It just is amazing.
Hey, Tom, thank you very much for the call. Dr. Craig, hold the thought. 844-967-2789 is the number. It's Wednesday. That means Wednesdays with the indomitable Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action on the Earl Ingram Show. Welcome back to the doctor, to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Calvin, I was listening to that music. You can join us at 844-967-2789. Great choice, by the way. Now I forgot. Oh, 844-967-2789. You could text us at that same number. It's Wednesday. That means Wednesdays with the one and only Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action. Dr. Craig, before we let you respond to Mike, we're going to bring on CJ. CJ, your thoughts?
Well, good morning, and thank you for taking my call, Earl and Dr. Craig. Watching this for years, this was a cover-up. This was intentional.
What was the cover-up, CJ? What was the cover-up?
Hiding the fact that Joe Biden has dementia.
Yeah, wait, CJ, where is there any doctor that said Joe Biden has dementia. I didn't read that anywhere. Where did you read that?
It's there. There is doctors that have stated that he's failing. Why did he says?
You said that he has dementia. You said that he has dementia.
Listen to him. Watch him. It's so obvious. My mother had it. She was in denial for a long time. She tried to hide it.
My mother died of dementia as well, but she was diagnosed with it.
VP Harris tried to hide it. Dr. Jill, the administration, the media, every one of them tried to hide it. And we knew it at the debate. They tried to hide him in the basement for the campaign. They've known him for a long time.
Well, you know, CJ, those are great talking points, but nothing more, nothing less. That's all that is talking points. Dr. Craig, I'm not even going to spend any more time with that. You say what to that? Should we even respond to that?
Let me just grant CJ's premise. Okay. You know, President Wilson's condition was hidden after he had a devastating stroke on a speaking tour to try to ratify the League of Nations. FDR was in much worse shape in 1944 when he was reelected than was told. I would say I want to know if CJ thinks that the Republicans with Reagan covered up his dementia when he ran for reelection. Because he was diagnosed with dementia later, and there was even discussion of using the 26th Amendment within that administration by his own closest advisors. So, and there was also talk of using the 26th Amendment on Trump by some of his closest advisors because he had flown the coup, and they were afraid he might go and launch nuclear weapons because he was losing the 2020 election. But let's just grant CJ's premise, Earl, which I don't think is evidence-based. And I think if you look at the NATO press conference, the man clearly still has marbles. He was just having trouble in some instances communicating, finishing sentences. But that he showed a great deal of command in that over hour-long NATO open press conference, okay, after the NATO summit. But let's grant his premise. What's worse? They tried to cover up and out of loyalty to Biden, and because he had been such a successful president, right? His condition, and then they ultimately gave up on it, and he didn't run. That versus an attempted insurrection that failed. I'll tell you what, it's a pretty clear choice, even if I grant everyone of CJ's premises, and no one's going to vote in this election. No swing voter. I mean, CJ's voting for Donald Trump anyway, right? No one's going to change their vote because they think they covered up President Biden's condition this November, months later, after he doesn't even stand for re-election, doesn't even go to the convention, isn't even nominated.
All right, let's go to Charles from Milwaukee. Good morning to you, Charles. You say what, sir?
Yes, good morning, guys. I think it's just weird that the Republicans are so upset and up in arms that Joe Biden decided, you know what, I think I'm going to go ahead and enjoy the rest of my life now. It's like they're trying to make him run because they're scared of the excitement around Kamala Harris right now. And I truly believe that's what it is. It's like, oh, well, this is who we thought we were going to run against, and we probably figured we had a shoe-in to win. Now we got to change up our strategy because it's not Joe Biden, and we're really upset about that.
Well,
like,
so
they're going to make him run.
So, Charles, it's not rocket science. I mean, you're absolutely correct. Dr. Craig, that's my assessment. You know, they can no longer talk about inflation. They can no longer talk about crime. They can no longer talk about, you know, the food prices that they had kind of tied around the neck of President Biden. Where do they go now?
Well, they'll try to say it's the Biden-Harris administration. And they're particularly going to blame her for the border and claim inaccurately that she was some kind of border czar that had control over the policy, which is not true. They'll try, Earl. But here's the problem, right? Our side wants to have a government that can actually address our biggest challenges and make this a better country. That means people have to have a certain faith in it, right? They want to eliminate its power to do any of that, want to give all the resources to the richest among us, that is their policy, and the largest corporations, let them get richer, make even bigger yachts and bigger fortunes. And so it's their interest to trash everything. It is probably going to be said when the histories are written that this was a complicated situation, that Biden was still highly functional in many ways, but was showing his age in other ways, and it depended. You know, it was episodic, right? Like after a long trip or having a bad day, and that this was a difficult dilemma for them. Everyone around him, the family, his close advisors, very loyal to him, that this was a difficult situation. It was hard to talk him out of it because he'd been a fighter all his life. So it went against his Irish bones to pull out of a fight with Trump and pull out of this election. And that's the truth. And that's a more complicated reality, which, guess what, can still give people some faith in government and the people who commit themselves to public service. And so the first caller I didn't respond to before, CJ, is right. The right-wing noise machine, trash everything, have a conspiracy for everything, right? J.D. Vance immediately going on X and saying that President Biden was responsible for the assassination attempt against Donald Trump, when this person was clearly non-ideological from what we can tell so far, Earl, and looks like it is more profile of a mass shooter that wanted to go and commit a big mass shooting act, and it wasn't political or ideological in any way. He's a registered Republican. And so much more like the school shootings and the shootings that we've seen in El Paso, Las Vegas, et cetera, and those motives than any kind of ideological motive. But they keep saying it because they want to trash everything in order to get their way.
All right, 844-967-2789 is the number. Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action, is on the docket along with you. Hang on the phone lines. To the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. It's Wednesday. That means Wednesday is with the one and only Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action. Let's go back to the phone lines. And Susan from Kenosha, good morning to you, Susan. You say what?
Oh, good morning. I love your program.
Thank you.
It's just really great. MAGA people loved Joe Biden because they could beat up on an old man. Now they have a problem. They have a woman who is articulate, intelligent. She's accomplished a lot in her life. And so now they're going to dredge up things that are not even anywhere near what she's talking about, this thing with how, when did she know about Biden? Even if she had known Biden's health status and mental status, she was the vice president. She could not go out in public. You support your superior because he is her superior in all measures. And you support the Democratic Party. For her to go out and to say slanderous things that about her own boss, that would be it would be disrespectful.
It would be it would be Republicanist. But anyway, go ahead.
right. But it's for them to say these things, for people like CJ to say these things, is, I mean, it just shows his ignorance. Women are strong. We are respectful. We have worked men's jobs and done them very well at lower pay. Historically, we have been underpaid for generations upon generations, and we raised our family. It is time. It is a good time for a woman actually to be in power, to show men that, yes, we are better than just staying home, cleaning the house, getting pregnant, and preparing your dinner. We are your equal in many, many ways. And by joining together, we can and will make this country the country that the respected country that it should be, that it has always been. And we look at other things other than money. Money is not an important part in the woman. What's important is our children and our children's future. So that's all I have to say.
Hey Susan, you said a lot. Dr. Craig, the Kamala campaign should use what Susan just said. She proves the change of having Kamala Harris. Nobody said it's going to be easy, right? You know, your guys are still going to be doing the work that's necessary that they were doing for Biden. But the verbiage that she just, talked about is really at the root of it, man. That's terrifying to Republicans, because how do they refute that? Dr. Craig, we can't hear you.
Oh, can you hear me?
Yeah, no, go ahead.
Okay, with patriotism, with patriarchy and sexism, they can and will respond to their in social media and other places, then deny they're doing it or walk up to the line. That's Donald Trump's specialty. But caller is completely right. Women's work has been undervalued, underpaid, caring professions, nursing, childcare, nursing assistants, home care workers. Requires an incredible amount of skill and capacity, very hard work. It's been underpaid historically because historically when women weren't permitted to work, they were supposed to do what they did in the home for free. And that inequality was translated into the workspace. Once they started working, they were first allowed into those professions, plus they had inclination toward them, more women. Not that there aren't men who have inclination to those professions as well. And President Biden, it needs to be remembered, in Build Back Better, which is an unfinished agenda because of Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema, black two votes in the Senate, had revolutionary things. Guaranteed childcare, where no one could pay more than 7% of their income for childcare. That's a game changer, right?
And
union reform that would allow those become good high-paying jobs. Massive funding for home care, which is unfunded and is a huge burden on families and are often poverty wage jobs for some of the most important jobs in the United States, in our society. Paid family medical leave. We're the only major country in the world that has 0 weeks. And so we claim we care about families and care about children. Half the population has jobs that gives them no time off at all to care for a sick child, to care for a sick a parent or relative. And so here's the thing, Kamala Harris can deliver that better than Joe Biden. This is where the caller has it right on, because of who she is, because she is not only a woman, but a woman of color. And women of color disproportionately provide those services like home care and child care, which are so very important to our society. And so I think she's right. And Kamala Harris really needs to lean in on this and lean in on the unfinished business that President Biden started.
All right, let's go back to Brendan. Go ahead, Brendan.
Wow, I'll tell you, I was so envious of you as I watched that speech yesterday, Earl, because, man, what a great speech. What a great feeling it left me with. And I think she hit on all the points that I had mentioned earlier as far as continuing the mission of Joe Biden and the Biden-Harris campaign. But boy, I'll tell you what, on the other side of the aisle, it sounds like I'm fighting with a 10-year-old. I'm getting ready to be called a poo-poo head or something. But anyway, Trump yesterday actually tried to file with the FCC on a case saying that it was illegal for them to transfer Biden's money over to the Harrison campaign.
I know that.
So guns are blazing. Lawyers are flying around. They won't get paid, but they're flying around. And then you have a Tennessee congressman who comes out and says he's going to impeach Harris. I mean, these people are so pathetic. It's ridiculous. But it makes you feel good because it just shows the panic that's setting in. And it shows that America is ready. The injection of money and the money she's been able to get through small donations is inspiring. And that's all I want.
Hey, Brendan, thank you very much for the call. Pathetic yet dangerous, though, Dr. Craig. Still very dangerous, right?
Well, yeah. And, you know, when they're defending corporate America, they carry on about litigiousness, right? And all the lawsuits.
Right.
There's no lawsuit they don't love when it has to do with trying to go to gain political advantage. What else is a vice president for, either constitutionally in the presidency and when running on the same ticket, other than the person who is the relief pitcher for the president, right? It's like filing lawsuit that the Brewers can't bring in a reliever in the seventh inning. It's absurd. It won't go anywhere, but it just feeds the grievance. Where the right-wing noise machine is creating an audience, many people like CJ who eat all that stuff up and think they're doing something. I wish independent swing voters would see that as small as it is. It seems like just pass over the attention of most voters who are living their lives and not paying attention to all of this.
Let me ask you, Dr. Craig, it's only been a few days, couple of days, even in your own organization, is there new life breathed into to people? I mean, I was at the rally yesterday. I know it's a rally. You know, rallies come and go, but the energy level was so extremely high. But even outside of that, just call us to this show, people I talk to outside of the studio, Dr. Craig, they feel like there's more life breathed into this, and Republicans clearly understand. Do you feel that as well?
I felt it because I was out in Green Bay for an event yesterday about what the big hospital monopolies are doing to healthcare, and from our rank and file members, and there have already been national, you know, immediate emergency meetings as far as the. You know, we're nationally coordinated. We have a federation of groups like us called People's Action. And so it's a sense of relief because it did seem like a death march, like there was becoming no path to victory for President Biden. And reportedly, that's what finally convinced him to step aside, as they finally showed him the polling really, really is dire. So I less intense than kind of party activists, and it depends on the person. I still have plenty of staff colleagues who are wary and hoping that she will change positions on the border and on Gaza, or at least adjust them. But yes, at least a range from excitement to at least a sense of relief that there's a path to victory.
All right, let's go to Tom from LA. Go ahead, Tom.
Hey, Earl. First, I want to say you have the best callers of all talk radio. And that includes the right-wing callers, because actually it means I don't have to listen to any of the shows because they just repeat what they must say throughout the whole hours on their show. So thank you for that, right-wing callers. And the talking points for the day. We don't have talking points on the progressive side.
No,
true. Unfortunately. But I want to understand something. Can they decide if Biden is a dementia don, brain dead person, or if he's an evil genius with everything that he's gotten past? Because on one hand, they say he can't tie his shoes, but on the other hand, he tricks the Republicans every which way and actually gets a bipartisan bill, like the infrastructure bill, across the finish line. So I really would love to know from them which one it is. And Dr. Craig, I got to push back on you a little bit, because Kamala Harris, who was my state senator here in California and was excellent on every issue and progressive on all issues, she's already said, and she's already started the conversation where she said, increase of Medicare and Medicaid, healthcare is a human right. Rents have to be changed to 5% increases. Raising wages, teachers are underpaid. We have the lowest border crossing that we've had, and that was by my Orcas, actually, who was the one that did the border stuff, not her. And she talked about climate, she talked about childcare, and she talked about unions. Those are the heartbeat of what we are in terms of a domestic policy of our country. So I'm going to push back a little bit and say, yes, she is already going to work and saying all of these different things in her speech, as well as being the prosecutor against the dementia Don felon. But yeah, I really would like to know.
Hey, Tom, we got it. Thank you very much for the call. Dr. Craig, hold the thought. Guys, hang on the phone lines. 844-967-2789 is the number. It's Wednesday. That means Wednesday is with the one and only Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action and you. Welcome back to the last few minutes of a Wednesday edition of the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Dr. Craig, before we let you respond to Tom, let's bring Julie in from Jackson. Good morning to you, Julie. You say what?
Hi, good morning. Well, the politics are in full gear. I'm happy you have a candidate you like. When I called you on November 7th, you can look back at your podcast, when everybody was pushing Biden to run, Biden, are you going to run? You're going to run. And then when he said he was running, nobody wanted Biden to run. We had a conversation about how nobody wanted, the two candidates we had were awful. I said, if the policies and administration are doing so well, why isn't Kamala Harris the obvious choice back in November? You two didn't have an answer. Now we're all happy. What's really sad, Tom just said he loves the callers. What a great show. This is what I'm talking about when I say you guys are angry and mean and you turn it around. Like we on the right are angry and mean. I've never heard one of us call your show and call any of your left-wing callers names or stupid or any of it. CJ doesn't do it. We've never said that we hate Biden. I don't hate Joe Biden. Joe Biden's done a lot of good things in his career. What I hate is the hypocrisy of you guys.
So Julie, what was done what crime was committed because Joe Biden decided not to run. So explain that to me. Where did the Democratic Party do something illegal in that?
Did I use the word illegal, Earl?
You said you didn't use the term illegal, but you certainly were implying that there was something that Democrats did in making this change that was not right.
No, that's not what I said.
What did you say, Julie?
Oh, you just changed my
Okay, mind. Julie, what did you say?
They pushed Joe Biden out. It wasn't a patriotic decision.
Well, didn't it? Doesn't
the poor guy was beat up the last week? And quite frankly, why haven't we gotten an updated on his condition? Why wasn't the doctor on TV telling us what our president
Let me ask you, Julie, as a person who supports democratic principles, I don't see where that's a big deal. As somebody who has not supported Joe Biden throughout all of this, why are you guys supporting him, trying to support him now?
I'm not supporting Joe Biden. I don't want Joe Biden running either. You're changing my words, Earl. You've done this. I listened to you yesterday. You change everything back to why this, why Trump, why this, why he does this. You guys take no accountability for your actions or the words and what you talk about.
Okay, Julie, let's let Dr. Craig respond. Thank you for the call. Dr. Craig.
Well, I'll just take two parts of it. There is an amazing capacity for each side to see the other as the hypocrites and to play in their own world. And I think we're hearing this from the caller as well. But I've had an explanation. She says that we have no explanation why the public doesn't see what Biden has done. Our democracy is broken in that the public does not know how things are actually going because it's not conveyed to them. We have a broken partisan communication system and a corporate media that takes no responsibility for that either. And so you have a president who is going to be ranked very highly by historians because the amazing number of important things he was able to pass, the best in 50 years that way, and people are unaware of it. I've said that consistently on this show. So the caller thinks we have no explanation, Earl. She doesn't want to hear the explanation. And by the way, if you buy that premise, then Trump lost by 7 million votes in 2020. Are you accepting that judgment of the Trump administration? I'm betting that the conservative callers are not. So that if you want to assert hypocrisy, then you have to be liable for that. Let's say this, Earl. Let's grant the conservative callers that there is evidence out there that Biden is terribly disabled, or they believe what a doctor said, even if they didn't tell them what they wanted to hear, what they read in social media and on Fox News. Well, but we have very little information about Trump's condition as well. So it's a bipartisan problem. It appears the doctors around presidents are carefully monitor and control their medical information, right?
Right.
I mean, we were told that Donald Trump almost died of COVID and that we were at the brink there, but that became apparent later. To Tom's point, I think I was unclear, Earl. I was not saying that Kamala Harris and her record does not stand for all the things Tom was laying out. I was talking about landing it with voters. They don't know that. Young voters don't know that. So she needs to clearly, through advertising in her speeches, land exactly what she is promising to do if elected and provide a compelling vision on climate, paid family medical leave, childcare, going further on making healthcare affordable. It's completely unaffordable. All of the major issues, and to build on the Biden administration, add her own things as well. But there needs to be a compelling vision, not only a prosecution of Donald Trump. But I'm not speaking of her record, what she did as a state senator, how she ran in 2020. I'm saying to most voters, they don't know that, actually. Most of the only ones that do are already solid Democratic voters, okay? So the case needs to be made in a relatively short amount of time.
You know, Dr. Craig, we've got a text message from Tom. If she would have called a right-wing radio station and the roles were reversed, they would not have even, taken her call. That's truth.
That's
100% truth. So, but thank everybody who made the show go. I really appreciate Dr. Craig, as always. We don't get enough time, man. and then it's over.
There were right-wing shows 10 years ago that took all callers. I threw on gas. It's gone away.
I know. So, Dr. Craig, thank you. Thank you. We'll be back in touch a week from now. Thank everybody who made the show go. Thank you, Calvin. Up next, Matinere on Air with Greg Bach and Jane Matinere. See you guys on tomorrow.